A medicine walk is described by Doug Goodfeather, a spiritual leader of the Lakota, as an indigenous practice that helps to create a spiritual communication between a human being and Mother Earth. He goes on to say that historically, his indigenous ancestors would take medicine walks to seek signs, omens, and signals because the Creator speaks to us through nature. When I was a little girl growing up in New Jersey, we had a small arboretum just a few blocks from our house. It was in these woods that I discovered my connection to something otherworldly and spiritual. I'd spend hours amongst the vines, ferns, and trees, moving heavy logs and fallen branches to make forts, quietly observing small forest animals on their level and inspecting the large variety of insects. Looking back on those moments, I'm reminded of the feelings I had in that little patch of forest, happy, grounded, and connected to Mother Earth. Fast forward 30 years. It's early 2021. My husband and two kids are hunkering down in our cabin in Maine, waiting out the winter and COVID-19. We're all consumed in our digital lives, going to school and work, taking short breaks outdoors safely in the quiet Maine woods. Our family fared quite well, relatively speaking, during COVID as a result of our access to open outdoor space. But there was something eating at me, a void I couldn't fill, a need I couldn't quite articulate. The barrage of news, the high consumption of digital everything, that palatable together yet apart feeling overcame my family. It felt like a weight crushing me, a force I couldn't see, describe, or fully understand. One January morning, mindlessly scrolling through Instagram again, I saw an ad I'd scrolled by months before. The image of a single camper van driving on a road amongst the red rocks of possibly Utah or maybe Colorado. It hit me. My mother, who had passed just 2 years prior, had always dreamed of taking me to our national parks. She talked about it all through my teen years. It never came to fruition, but the seed was planted, and little did I know it had been growing ever since. I picked up the phone and booked our Matera camper van trip to Yellowstone and the Grand Tetons that morning. The West was calling. The trip didn't immediately lead to what I was searching for. There's a steep learning curve to van life, the first several days specifically. Between the vehicle, new spatial constraints, all the national park rules, division of labor, and the simple fact that around every bend could be something that could kill you was entirely new for us. But each day we embraced the adventure before us. We soaked in the landscape, watched the earth gurgle and erupt, observed the abundant nature, rafted a wild river, and explored the valley on horseback. We quickly adapted to our new way of life, but more than that, we thrived. Without the distractions of technology, with daily chores needing attention and a great land we had to explore, we fell into a new rhythm. We were present for each other. We bonded over new experiences and thrills. We discovered new interests and pushed ourselves outside of our comfort zones. But above all else, we experienced a new connection to Mother Earth in the form of respect and gratitude. In the book, Braiding Sweetgrass, author Robin Wall Kimmerer writes of her observation of the school children on the Onondaga Reservation in upstate New York. At the beginning and end of each school week, the children recite what is known as the Thanksgiving Address. This ancient protocol sets gratitude as the highest priority. Before the address, the teachers remind the kids that every day, beginning with where our feet touch the earth, we send greetings and thanks to all the members of the natural world. They then begin to recite an invocation of gratitude and a scientific inventory of biodiversity. Each element of the ecosystem is named, along with its function, respectfully regarded, and thanked for what it brings to the community and Earth. When we returned to Jackson Hole after a week on the road, we were greeted by Molly, the lovely young woman who had provided our intro into the van. She was eager to hear how our trip went. I proceeded to describe how much it meant to me to have experienced my family in this new and profound way, how we'd all grown and evolved in such a short period of time by opening ourselves up to nature and all its wonders. And as I spoke, the tears spontaneously began to roll down my cheeks, and I began to sob. She opened her arms and we embraced. The gratitude I felt for her, Moterra, our national parks, my husband and the kids in that moment brought a swell of joy in me that could not be contained. Our lives were all changed forever by that trip. And we've incorporated travel like this into our lives ever since. The book Think Indigenous states that our minds are simply not meant to process the amount of information thrown at us on a daily basis. And it's leading to anxiety, depression, and a national mental health crisis. That weight I had felt, which didn't have a name, that was my soul screaming out for what my mind, body, and heart needed most, a reconnection to nature. I learned it wasn't as much of a weight as it was a cord that had been severed. One end connected to me, which had felt as though I'd been sent adrift, aimless, and the other firmly connected to the ground. Our trip and the trips after have mended that cord, have grounded me once again to what's important and what feeds my personal spirituality. Once again, nature and the spirit of my mother communicated and reminded me to use what Indigenous call forest eyes. These were the eyes I used when I was young in my arboretum, to see beyond physical forms of life, but to feel the energy of the forest, its living creatures, and myself, all interconnected. Thanks to van life, my family is now learning to see the world through forest eyes as well, leading to a deeper level of care for our environment and new enthusiasm for conservation and protection. Thanks to van life, we as a family took our first medicine walk. And I know there will be many, many more.